So even at $2 per pound for ryegrass seed, I mean, that's not an expensive thing to add a little extra.
Extra 5 pounds is $10 and have it around or add it on or whatever.
Yeah. Bird blocks aren't even that cheap that you sit out there and let them chew on for a week.
No. So, they're not.
Let's bring in our first caller. Jan in Mesa wants to talk about pavers at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE4U. Good morning, Jan.
Hi, good morning. Mike is here, too, and we're going to put pavers in the front entryway of our new house and then some in the back, quite a few in the back. So I remember last year, we're not from Arizona, so I think you said something about it's a little bit different when you live in Arizona. And what do you need to do besides the sand?
Well, you know, different based on, you know, where you're from and, you know, if you have ground that freezes and the base that you may be depending on soil structure and moisture and, you know, and that sort of thing. It's just important to make sure that you have a very well compacted base before you put the pavers down. You know, most guys use sand and then they use a compactor or a tamper and they get it very well compacted. Then they put the pavers and they resand it and they'll re-tamp it again. There's a process that you need to go through.
And I think I remember the conversation Jan's recalling on show. We were talking about it. Most people use too much sand. You need the 3 to 5 inches of ABC and just an inch of sand. Most people overuse the sand, and then it destabilizes.
Because it's a lot easier to move the sand around. After about an hour with that shovel, that ABC gets exhausting.
That's right. I can tell Jan that she really ought to do the research to find out the ICPI certified technique for paver installation. It will make a world of difference in the long-term durability of her job.
And in your area in Mesa, our Belgard certified paver installer is CYC Landscaping. And in fact, make sure you tune in next Saturday. We've got Belgard pavers coming in. There's a new subdivision that is all the driveways are pavers. They're not doing any concrete driveways. So we're going to have a huge education on pavers next Saturday.
That is correct.
Next Saturday. Wonderful. Well, we have a guest on the line. There's a special event going on today. If you can get to the Phoenix area and you're interested in backyard chickens, the Valley Permaculture Alliance has their annual. I believe this is the 7th annual Tour de Coupe. And one of the homeowners that is featured along this tour stop is on with us now. Nima?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. So you are with the Valley Permaculture Alliance on the tour.
Yes.
And how long have you been raising chickens in your backyard?
Gosh, it's been about 2 years now, and it's been an absolute pleasure and definitely a learning experience.
What got y'all interested in starting chickens in your backyard?
Well, my husband and I are both gardeners. I've always been an avid gardener, and I kind of rubbed my green thumb off on him. But when we moved to Phoenix area 5 years ago from Washington, D.C., we kind of had a goal set out to try to attempt to grow about 30 to 40% of our own organic food. So chickens for us were just kind of a natural progression and a really great addition to achieve that goal.
And what type of chickens did you pick for the desert?
Oh, my goodness. We've got 3 white leghorns. We've got a barred Plymouth Rock and a Rhode Island Red and an Americana.
Of those, do you have a favorite?
I knew you were going to ask me that. I love them all, but I do have one that loves to be cuddled. She comes when you call her name, and her name is Birdie, and she's the Americana. Generally, I think they have a very, very sweet, sweet temperament, and since we raise them from chicks, I think that's easier to kind of acclimate them to, you know, to being socialized. So we raise them from babies and would sit with them on our lap. And to this day, if I go out in the garden and call her name, she will run over to me, jump up on my lap, and she will want to be pet for an endless period of time until I put her down.
And will people that stop by your house get to see this in action?
You know, we're expecting, I think, 800 to 1,000 people, so I don't see myself sitting down too much. We're going to have all of the coops in our corral area, you know, just because people are going to be going from coop to coop, so it's not the safest to have them all interact with people. We'll have them behind the corral, and I'll certainly explain some of the benefits and features, but they're going to be safely behind their little corral where they feel most comfortable.
And where does this all kick off?
Yes. So this year, this is the 7th annual Tour de Coops, and this year it is Saturday, November 14th. The coops are going to be open from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m., but the check-in starts at 8:30 a.m. at the headquarters, which this year is going to be at, and I'm going to try and say this all, Southwest Autism Research and Resource Center, the SARRC, and that is located at 2225 North McDowell, at the intersection of 16th Street and just north of McDowell. So everyone who's already pre-purchased tickets has to check in there so you can get your wristband. Tickets are still being sold online at VPAAZ, and you can also purchase tickets the day of the event,
which is today. Again, that's VPA, Valley Permaculture Alliance, AZ.org. If you're interested in having your own backyard flock, be a perfect time to see how others are doing it.